Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Oz.
Welcome back. Did you ever think about how to balance both your diet and your supplements? I mean, one person tells you this and another person tells you that. You go in a store and you see the vitamin du jour being advertised. Well, today we're very fortunate to have an acknowledged nutritional counselor to help explore those two avenues in providing healthy living. My friend and colleague, Stuart Swinger, who's got a BS in nutrition and a certified and applied clinical nutrition, has been a store owner and wellness counselor for 35 years, and he's here today just to share some thoughts, and I think you may find very interesting. So thank you, Stu, for being with us today, and can you tell us a little about your personal and professional journey?
Yes, thank you for having me today. It's much appreciated. Well, a little bit about my journey. In 1971, my father opened up a health food store. So as a young man of 13, I worked for the family business and in turn started my interest in supplements, in diet, in herbs, overall health in general. And I worked in the business for a while and then went off on my own. But in 1981, my father called me and wanted some help in the business, which led me back here from Florida and helped out in the family business. In turn, I attended the Fordham Page Clinic, which was sponsored through the University of Pennsylvania School of Dental Medicine, and I received a degree there in a certification, rather, in the applied clinical nutrition. I also went back the next year and helped teach some courses in supplements and herbs there. I also worked in the Fordham Page Clinic for 3 years, assessing patients and helping people with getting their overall health back together. So then at one point, 1985, I went back to school at Westchester University, worked on a ChemBio program, a pre-med program, have you, and that led me to University of Delaware, where I received my bachelor's degree in nutrition and dietetics. So all the time working, helping, counseling, helping people stay healthy and achieve health.
So since you've had a rounded experience and been in practice and been a retailer as well for so many years, how do you assess people's problems in different body types? What do you do when someone walks in and says, I need help?
Well, firstly, I want to know what they may have already had been diagnosed with, if that's the case. Sometimes nothing. Sometimes they just have gained weight, don't feel well, feel sluggish, tired, whatever. So if they have a diagnosis of blood pressure problems, blood sugar problems, to name a couple, we then start talking about other things in their lifestyle as far as diet. What do you eat? How well do you eat? When do you eat? Do you exercise? Do you take medications? And generally, I also assess them by observing them. And I look at the different body shapes. I look at what may be clear and apparent. I look to see, I can feel if they're stressed. If that may be an issue we have to look at too. So this is a way of, in communicating with them, sometimes over a period of 45 minutes, I get a general feel of what's going on. They also may bring me, you know, their latest blood work and such like that.
So how do you then individualize whether you're going to recommend diet first, supplements, the two together? How do you mix and match?
I want to work on the lifestyle, the diet, the all at the same time. Although I do take the supplement program a little slowly. I will work with them with a few key things that I think would help them at first, and then we work other things in as necessary. Sometimes some individuals are easily respond to a good multiple vitamin, for instance, and possibly an herbal combination of some sort for blood sugar, for stress, for liver, for gastro. So we, again, by individualizing it to them as to, you know, what their exact needs are, but I want to hit a in general, well-rounded program.
You know, it's interesting. I took some courses at the University of Delaware in nutrition. I was going to get a master's degree, but it was taught by dietitians.
Right.
So I'm thinking doing studies on rats and calorimeters, you know, and looking at their nitrogen balance really wasn't what I was planning on. However, I learned biochemistry again. In fact, I probably learned it better. And biochemistry runs through both avenues, both diet and supplements, and is a way of understanding. And for instance, the eye is a biochemical workshop because it's exposed to light, it's exposed to oxygen, nothing's in the way, and it requires those chemicals. And so what do you recommend for your patients when they say, what ingredients are important for my eyes?
Well, first off, the antioxidants in general, antioxidants are always a way to cut down on any inflammatory disease or inflammatory that's inflammation that's deteriorating something in the body in general. So good antioxidants, things like zeaxanthin, lutein, and some of your basic antioxidants like your beta carotenes, your vitamin C. Another very key thing that I recommend for eyes is fish oil. DHA part of fish oil, very important for the eyes, also important for the brain.
Well, that's true because 50% of the eye of the retina is made of DHA. But you know, when you go further, you find there's a couple other little characters. One is called phytichin, and the other is luteolin. I guess it's phytichin and luteolin, and they both energize the retinal pigment epithelium. And believe it or not, they're in all these nutritional fruits and vegetables. And it brings you back to saying, hey, isn't that what they say? You need the fruits and vegetables as one of the balances in your diet, right?
Totally. Totally. I'm all about eating lots of servings of vegetables, correct fruits. I do like fruits. I do it. Again, there's a part where we have to assess that in a person's diet if they need to watch their sugar. So then we go to more vegetables, which always a great call for plenty of antioxidants, plenty of good things.
I mean, that's why vegetarians can stay alive, although they need B12, omega-3, and perhaps some zinc, etc. But obviously, vegetarians should be seeing you because they're going to need supplementation.
Possible, yes. Depends on how well of a vegetarian diet they eat.
Yep, that's excellent. Excellent, excellent. Well, I think you do a commendable service because you're informed in both ways and you're not just out pitching one or pitching the other. You're out there to help the individual. And, you know, that's why I'm so proud that you're a friend. And I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening, caring about what you put in your mouth. See well, be well, and always be a medical detective because you matter the most to yourself.